When did you get to, well, before you had indoor plumbing, you didn't have a, tell me how you got water and that sort of
well,
thing.
Well, we had, where I was born, we had a cistern and a little shallow well over there. Of course, we had to draw it with a rope and a bucket, you know. And when we moved here, we had, of course, a drill well.
We still got the well. We still got the cistern now.
And we, our later years, I dug a cistern. It's still out there at the back. I don't use it anymore. But after I put running water in the house, when I did, I had to go, in other words, my well, when my parents bought the farm, was only 70 feet deep. And I had to, only had about 15 foot of standing water in it, which wasn't enough for a pump. Well, when I was putting running water, I went down to and through Lime Rock now to 302 feet. And then that, well, of course, I hit some more water, more streams. In other words, I've got 247 feet of standing water in my well now, which is gives us plenty of water and more too. We never.
But the water tastes good up here too.
Yeah, it's really good water. Yeah, it's good to drink, but it's hard. It's what's called
well, it's
hard.
It's not bad
water.
Hard.
You've got to break it down with detergent to do a good job of water control.
Well,
yeah, the cistern water is altogether different. You talk about doing a good job washing clothes. That's, you know what I'm talking about now when I say cistern. That's it.
That's rainwater. You
that's rainwater we catch in it.
How do you catch it?
By putting troughs up to either your house and running it into the cistern. My cistern's about around 20 foot deep, and all the widest place is around.
Pump it out?
No, draw it out. We drawed it out with our with a bucket and a rope. Till we put running water in the house.
We had it on the inside. It was on the inside of the screened-in porch.
Well, we built a screened-in porch over the cistern after we dug the cistern.
Mm-hmm. Then
and then we packed this water into it.
It wasn't hard to draw. It wasn't very, you know, wasn't far to the water.
Well, then we didn't think so because we wasn't used to it.
Well, I've seen it where you could dip it out with a dipper.
Well, did you have a, well, outdoor toilet you had then?
Oh, yes. I still got that old outdoor toilet. And it come in handy this winter. We had frozen pipes.
And did they, your pipes?
They froze.
They froze.
Now, I had the pipe from the well to where it leads in under the house was about 14 inches deep. And with ordinary winter, it would have been all right. But this time, it was too shallow. It froze up.
Yeah.
Pipe plugged everything, you see. Couldn't get no water to the house.
But it didn't freeze under
the house. It didn't freeze under the house. It was
but
just
we didn't have any water.
It was just the pipe that led from the well to the plumbing, you know, under the house. It froze. So, I mean, up to the house.
Did the pipe?
Just solid icing. Right there. I hired two boys to